Hi there. You're listening to the Rick Rockhill Radio Show. I'm Rick Rockhill, your host. Thanks for being here and listening in today. On this podcast, we're going to talk about an interesting topic for dog owners, and that's something you might not have thought about before, and that's the immune system. So I'm sure everyone knows as a human, we have an immune system, and that's what helps us fight getting sick and things like that. But what role does the immune system play in your dog's health? Well, that's exactly what we're going to delve into in this podcast right now. So the immune system, of course, is it's made up of kind of a network. It's this whole network in the body, whether you're talking about yourself or your dog. Essentially, the function is the same, that you have cells, tissues, various organs that are all kind of working in tandem. And their job is to protect the body. So what do they do? Well, the immune system's job is to not only to fight disease and things, it affects your health, but it helps with your energy levels. It helps your dog or you deal with stress, all those kind of things. So the key is having a healthy immune system all the time. Now, when you have a healthy immune system, and we're going to really just talk about your dog here, it means that your dog is able to, you know, respond, fight things that come up in their daily life, right? So as your dog is living its life and doing things through the house and its yard, you know, all kinds of stuff like that, walking on the street, every day your dog's immune system is challenged. There's viruses in the air, bacteria, all kinds of bacteria, environmental toxins, pathogens, pesticides, cleaning products, all kinds of things like that. Some of them are toxic, some of them are non-toxic. But those are things that your pet deals with every day. And on top of that, scientists believe that even stress and certainly poor nutrition can affect the immune health of your dog. So that's why I'm going to talk about your dog immune system here. So it's not something you can see, of course, but it's there. And your dog has that, and it's just part of whether they breathe and wake up every day. It's happening 24 hours a day. So you want your dog to be healthy all the time. And I think, you know, the only way you normally would envision the immune system not working is if your dog got sick, right? You think, okay, well, they must have gotten exposed to a parasite or some fungus or something bad that they, you know, ate. And then you would be aware of it. But it's the things that are going on that you don't see that you really want to be aware of, because as our pets age, then the immune system typically weakens. And so the choices that you make early on are the things that can help them stay strong as they get older. So let's take a little deeper dive, right? So what is it about this immune system? So essentially, think of it this way. If the body detects that something's not right, if maybe a toxin or pathogen came into the body, or there's some system that's not functioning right, it's sort of like the body then rushes. It sends signals to go get damage control underway, and it sort of sends all these things to happen. It secretes all these, you know, signals, if you will. So the body then reacts to fight that inflammation or the et cetera, et cetera. It will kind of attack what's happening. And if the body didn't do that, if your dog had chronic inflammation that was not taken care of by the body, that's how things like disease can develop. So essentially, the immune system is doing its job to protect. It's serve and protect in a way. Now, there's a lot of things that we can do as humans. And every day, the choices that we make can help your dog stay strong. And what I'd like to do now is share some of those with you so that you get an idea, you get a little sense of what I'm talking about. So I would start with food. The most important thing and most common thing your dog does every day is they eat their food. Twice a day, they're eating and they're snacking. And what you put in your body matters. So it's very important that you choose wisely. Always, you know, get the best possible food you can afford. I always say that because your body needs that food for a lot of basic functions, right? But your body is also utilizing food, and it has the ability to sort of control the bacteria that's naturally in the body. So if you have a food that, for example, focuses on gut health, then that food will be able to alter the balance of good bacteria versus bad bacteria and really make a difference in the gut, which will essentially be part of that method to fight disease and keep the immune system strong. But the food you feed your dog, you should be feeding a commercially prepared, complete and balanced kibble. Don't home cook. It's not going to get the right balance of what your pet needs, because you really need them to have quality protein. Protein is critical for building muscles and repairing damage to tissue. It helps your dog's bones and skin and blood all stay healthy. They need to have carbohydrates for energy. So a food that has complex carbohydrates gives your dog the energy they need and strengthens the digestive system. Even as I mentioned, these foods that are on the market now with prebiotic fibers for gut health, those are really key to keeping the gut strong and healthy. Now, so food is important, right? It's a very important component of it. But there's other things that I think you may not have thought of that can help your dog's immune system. And I'd like to talk about some that may not be obvious, and that's this idea about keeping your pet's environment clean. So I mentioned at the top of the show that there are things that your pet is exposed to. And, you know, think of it this way. They're in the ground. They're at the floor level. They're breathing in all the stuff that's at the floor. So the most important thing you can do in this level is to keep the house clean. Wash the floors, vacuum the carpets regularly. Be considerate of your pet's health because they're breathing all that in. Would you want to put your face and your mouth on your floors every day? So consider your dog so they don't breathe in toxins. Keep the yard clean. Pick up after your dog, any pet waste. If you have to wash down with a hose, any urine, things like that. Because waste brings pests and flies and worms. Then all this can be toxic to your pet if they lick their paws after they step in it. So keep the yard clean. I know this sounds silly, but keep your dog's nose clean because dogs are always sniffing everywhere. And they're out in the yard, they sniff dirty things, whether it's a trash bin or something in the yard they picked up from another dog they saw. And try to keep your dog away from unhygienic environments. And your dog comes back in the house, if you need to wipe their nose and their mouth with a damp towel or a pet wipe, do that. It's a good thing for them. But really, your dog's hygiene is important to their health. Give your dog a bath regularly, depending on the breed type and the skin and so forth. The needs do differ by breed. But have your dog groomed regularly if you need to. But make a habit of the dog's body. Skin should be clean. Their fur should be clean. And inspect them, pet them so you can feel things that are going on. All this affects the immune system. I even wipe my pet's paws when they come back in the house because I don't like them to track all that in and have, bacteria and stuff unnecessarily around them. So I think pet hygiene is important, and there's a lot you can do, but a big step in helping your pet avoid harmful things to their immune system is to keep them clean. When we come back, and take a quick break, when we come back, I want to talk a little bit about how the activity level also can affect the immune system. So hang on, we'll be right back after this message.
1 in 3 adults has prediabetes. That means it could be you, your best man, your worst man. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org to know where you stand. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Hi, it's Olivia Munn with my shelter pets, Frankie and Chance, reminding you that when you adopt a shelter pet, you discover all the things that make them unique. Adopt pure love at theshelterpetproject.org.
Brought to you by the Ad Council, the Humane Society of the United States, and Maddie's Fund.
And we're back. You're listening to the Rick Rockhill Radio Show. I am talking about the immune system today in our dogs. And just before the break, I talked about the importance of diet in strengthening the immune system and also the hygiene and keeping your pet clean. So those are two factors. But did you know that activity level can actually affect the body and how strong they can be with their health? So think of it this way. If your dog's body isn't getting regular exercise, you can lose muscle tone, right? And fat gets stored up, and then your dog gets overweight. And that's excess weight is a major issue in draining the immune system, because the endocrine gland is secreting hormones, and you don't want to have too much inflammation in the body. So even a little bit of excess weight can be really devastating to your pet's health and the immune system. But anyway, exercise is important. So think of this, the investment in time in playing with your dog can help them stay strong, get their whole immune system to be active and fighting disease every day. So, of course, you have to have your dog go out for walks, whether in their potty walk, right? But you need to think about other ways you can get physical activity in for your pet, playing fetch, use a ball or a frisbee, bring your dog to a dog park or some other place where they can run if possible. You can do fun things, teach your dog scent work, how to do obstacle courses or, you know, fly ball, different types of things that would stimulate their mind and have them physically be active. But basically, any kind of an exercise program that is going to keep your dog on a regular activity level, whatever's appropriate for their age and their breed and all that stuff and their, you know, physical condition, you want to keep them active because that will stimulate the body. And that is also part of having a strong immune system so they can be healthy all the time. Now, the topic of vaccines, I just want to switch gears for a minute here because it is a little controversial. People are sensitive about vaccines. There are some vaccines that will stop an infection or prevent them from kind of taking over. So I would just say have your annual vet checkup. Be sure you consult your veterinarian, see what they recommend. There are some that are required and you should really consider that. But there are natural options too out there. So you can boost the immune system by doing some holistic options. So talk to a holistic veterinarian on what things you can do to offer options to your pet. So it may be that you have a combination of your regular veterinarian and a holistic vet, but I certainly would encourage you, especially if your dog is older and having some issues, find some alternative methods to fight infection or to stimulate and strengthen the immune system. So, I mean, for example, there are things like probiotics, refrigerated probiotics you can give your dog. There's certainly other holistic options that are not that expensive. So talk to your holistic vet about natural medicine options as well and see what you can come up with to strengthen your dog's immune system. So I guess what I would just say to you is don't underestimate the importance of the immune system. You don't want to think about your dog getting sick, but the preventative measures you can take for your dog are what's key. Your dog's immune system is working 24 hours, 7 days a week. These simple steps that I talked about, these things, the diet, exercise, you know, keeping a clean environment home, those are the key steps. But if I had to pick just one, I would tell you the most important thing is the diet that you feed your dog. Look for a food that really focuses on gut health and has healthy fibers in it, as well as quality proteins and carbohydrates and fats. That's really going to be the big boost for your pet's health. So I hope these tips help as you think about this, especially if you have an older dog. And I would encourage you to, if you have questions, please reach out to me. You can catch me on Twitter at Rick Rockhill. Send me a message right here at the show anytime. But until next time, I hope you have a great time playing with your dog, staying active, keep that house clean, and have your pet live a healthy life every day that you can. I'm Rick Rockhill. Thanks so much for listening. And until next time.